Hello, this is Lois Pausch reading the Birmingham County News for Friday, August the 3rd, 2018. And the first article has the headline, Principal Follows in Friend's Footsteps, New Leader Honors Student's First Legacy. Dateline Bismarck, Lisa Acton can't think of a higher honor than following in the footsteps of her former boss and mentor, Laura Gerton. Above all else, Laura left a legacy of putting students first, said Acton, who was named principal of Bismarck Henning Elementary School earlier this summer. This will be at the forefront of all the decisions I make. Acton had served as the school's acting principal since January and was the best candidate for the job, said Superintendent Scott Watson. She will oversee the school of 340 K through 4 students, 50 or so pre-K students, and around 30 staff members. A Rossville native, Acton came from a family of educators that included her mom, Sydney Bassett-Gale, a librarian and later an administrator at Hoopston Area High School. But after graduating from Rossville High in 1997, she decided to forge a different path and earned a bachelor's degree in marketing and public relations from Eastern Illinois in 2001 and a master's in communications from Southern Illinois in 2002. With her newly minted diploma, she worked at the Danville Chamber of Commerce, then as manager of Danville's Village Mall. I loved what I did, but I knew education was where my heart was at, she said. So, despite having two children under two, she recalled with a laugh, she went back to school and earned a second master's. Acton started off teaching third grade at Oakwood Elementary, then moved to Bismarck Elementary, where Laura was my boss. She also truly was my mentor and friend, said Acton, who eventually left teaching to become Hoopston School's response to intervention coordinator after earning another master's degree from Olivet Nazarene, this one in educational leadership. When I left to go to Hoopston, Laura was the first person who I went to if I needed advice on how to handle something. Last August, Acton returned to Bismarck Henning as the district's curriculum coordinator. She took over as the grade school's acting principal when Gerton took medical leave of absence. Gerton passed away on May 20, 2018. Acton is grateful the two got to work closely together on a project to boost the STEM curriculum at the grade school. After attending a conference last September and visiting Oakwood's Makerspace rooms for inspiration, they converted an old locker room into a Makerspace room where students learn science, technology, engineering, and math concepts through a variety of fun, hands-on projects. What really resonated with me at Oakwood is they had Lego kits where the kids could make robots. One student was able to program her robot in 15 minutes. That same student was struggling with math and reading, she said, adding that that reinforced the need to provide children with different ways to learn. We have Lego robotics, gears and circuits, computer programming. They can build roller coasters. It's amazing and the kids love it, Acton continued, adding that all pre-K through 4 students rotate through the room 1 to 3 times a week. This year, she added, students will have 10 new Chromebooks donated by the Parents Club. Acton and her husband, Justin, who owns a construction company, live in Rossville. Their daughters, Ava 11 and Ella 10, attend Rossville schools. And the next is an article with the headline, Back to School Theme for Tonight's First Friday. Dateline, Danville. Students going back to school is the theme for this month's First Friday event downtown. City officials also are busy organizing September's First Friday event, a wine festival. The theme for tonight's First Friday event downtown is Back to School Bash. First Fridays are events to bring the community together downtown with businesses staying open later and different activities from 5 to 8 p.m. The Summer Sounds concert is 90s Daughter. Tonight's Back to School Bash at Kresge Park will include free inflatables sponsored by Dishman Inflatables, free face painting by local artist Hannah Saltzman, Danville District 118 officials in the dunk tank, First Friday's backpack giveaway, enter at 6:30 p.m. and with a winner announced at Palace Park at 7 p.m. Other activities include bring a blanket and listen to Mayor Scott Eisenhower read Superhero and My Little Pony books at 6 and 7 p.m. in Palace Park. Kruger's Martial Arts also will be there giving free lessons and free school supplies. Fisher Theater is giving away scented bookmarks and also will give away a backpack and sell popcorn and refreshments. Cafe 13 will be open and any purchase gets a chance to win a free cookie or gift certificate. Also, First Presbyterian Church is having outdoor water games and activities. Ileana Antique Auto Club will be along the west side of Vermillion Street, and the library will be hosting a free craft, and there will be food, crafts, and art vendors. For September 7th, city officials are working on a downtown wine festival. We are looking at having 6 to 8 wineries, and they will be stationed in Kresge Park. We have 2 confirmed this far, Fox Creek Winery and Wildwood Cellars, according to Amanda Vickery, public affairs specialist with the city. Musicians lined up are Bon Lu and Jack Daniel. We are very excited for this event downtown, Vickery said. Tickets aren't on sale yet, but people can sign up to receive an email notification when they are available to sign up, and for more information, go to http://www.cityofdanville.org/winefest.html. According to Vickery, the city is looking to close Vermillion Street, which occurs for First Fridays from Main to North Streets. City officials are looking for craft and art vendors to have along Vermillion Street. Vickery said several food trucks have already showed interest in attending. Only 4 to 6 full-service trucks and 2 to 3 novelty or a la carte trucks can be allowed. Interested vendors can contact the city at firstfridays@cityofdanville.org. The wine festival will be a family-friendly event. Each age 21 or older paying person participating in the sampling will receive a commemorative wine glass as well as tasting tickets. People are encouraged to bring their blankets and camp chairs to enjoy the music. Children and those not participating in the tastings will receive free entry to enjoy the vendors and music. Interested sponsors can get more information at http://cityofdanville.org/firstfridays.html. The city also is looking for ideas for November's First Friday, and those can be emailed or submitted via the survey on the First Friday page. And now another article with the headline, Legion Hosting Annual Golf Tourney, Dateline Danville. 2 local golf courses will be in full swing this weekend, hosting the 4th annual American Legion State Golf Tournament at Harrison Park and Turtle Run. Tournament chairman and U.S. Marine Corps veteran Greg Alpers said the Saturday-Sunday scramble will feature 47 teams of 4, 11 more than last year. Each team has at least one player who is a member of the American Legion, Legion Riders, Sons of the Legion, Legion and Auxiliary, or active military. Opening ceremonies begin at 8 a.m. Saturday at Harrison Park. Post 210 will host activities Saturday that include a 6 p.m. dinner, a speed painting performance by artist John Jansky, an auction of his work, music by the TBT Band, a performance by Elvis impersonator Ryan Williams, and a fireworks show at dusk. Proceeds from the tournament will go to veterans charities. And the next article has the headline, Community Benefits from Teens Work, Dateline Danville. A half dozen teens had their work cut out for them Thursday morning at Danville Area Community College's Sustainability Farm. There was plenty of weeding to do and hoeing corn, but also a couple of fun chores like harvesting several kinds of peppers planted on the 5.5-acre land lab on North Daisy Lane. The teens are a part of Peer Court Incorporated, a 3-month voluntary juvenile court program for Vermillion County youths between the ages of 10 and 18 who have committed and been charged with minor offenses for the first time. Part of their sentence entails performing a prescribed number of hours of community service work. To protect their identity, Peer Court officials requested that they use their first name only. Peer Court Coordinator Maria Sermersheim, who supervises the community service work and communicates with the program at Danville Area Community College's Sustainability Farm. She communicates, with the youth's parents, said the teams are involved in DACC's Sustainability Farm year-round. Even in the winter, we go to the DACC greenhouse. During the summer, the teens spend their Tuesday mornings at the farm, but once school starts, they arrive after school and work for a couple of hours. They do everything from planting seeds to weeding, Sermersheim said. It's a way for them to complete their service hours. DACC horticulture instructor Amanda Krabby said she is thankful for the year-round help at the DACC farm. They have been the most helpful. They're very hard workers, she said. They've been here from the beginning. Not too long ago, the Pier Court teens harvested a whole cart of watermelons at the farm that were donated to Chris Healthy Aging Center, Krabby said. She also credited the teens with helping save the very popular annual DACC plant sale this past spring. They did most of the transplanting of the plants in February, Krabby said. There wouldn't have been a plant sale without their help. The Pier Court youths help out other community organizations as well. We always try to help the community, Sermersheim said. We want to give them plenty of opportunities. From the time they're in court, they have 3 months to complete their community service hours. On the second and fourth Thursday of each month, the teens work at the Douglas Park Discovery Garden. They do whatever is needed, Sermersheim said. They'll weed and harvest. We try to think of what the community needs, but the organization know the kids need community service hours, too, she said. They also serve meals at the Danville Rescue Mission, pick up litter, and go to the women's shelter to sort clothing that's been donated, Sermersheim said. They've learned to bake cakes and sell them at the farmer's market to benefit Soul Garden. The Pier Court teens have made crafts with the children who attended Quaker's Breakfast in the Park this summer at Lincoln Park and helped with the children's art tent at Arts in the Park. For one Pier Court teen named Blake, helping at an M-Bucks Challenger baseball game was memorable and heartwarming. The whole thing was fun, he said. We helped the kids run the bases and bat. It gives them a chance to play baseball. Another Pier Court teen, Tabitha, said she enjoyed helping with the fundraising event for Winterview Park. We watched kids in the bounce houses and we did a dunk tank, she said. Tabitha said she was excited about continuing to be involved with Pier Court as a peer attorney even after she completes her sentence. It's a good lesson learned, she said of her experience, and you learn things you never knew about your community. And now for the community briefs, and the first two are from Danville. And the first one has the headline, Library Plans Movie. The Danville Public Library's Monday matinee film features a family vacation in Morocco who accidentally stumble onto an assassination plot, and the conspirators are determined to prevent interference. The film stars James Stewart and Doris Day and is directed by Alfred Hitchcock. The movie will be shown at 2 p.m. in the first floor meeting room. Refreshments begin at 1:30 p.m. And the second brief has the headline, Family Together. The Pettis reunion is scheduled for noon to 4 p.m. August 5th in the Hideaway at Kennecott County Park on Henning Road. Attendees should bring a covered dish to share. And the next two briefs are from Bismarck. Lions Plan Fish Fry. The annual Lions Club Fish Fry will be 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. Saturday in the air-conditioned Bismarck Henning Multi-Purpose Gym. Adults will be $8, children 6 to 12 will be $5, and children 5 and younger will be free. And the second has the headline, Group to Meet. The Bismarck Unit of Home and Community Education will meet at 1:30 p.m. Tuesday in the Bismarck United Methodist Church Annex, 115 South Chicago Avenue. The lesson topic is Superpowers, Your Wishes Done Right. A new legal directive form will be distributed. The public is welcome to attend and may register by calling 759-7237. And the next is from Cayuga, Indiana. Legion hosts meal. The American Legion will serve breakfast from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, August 11th at the Post. Donations will be accepted. And the last is from Ridge Farm. And the headline reads, Family Plans Reunion, the 74th Annual COLLOM Reunion will begin at noon Sunday in the Wayne Blakely Building. There will be food, fun, and games. And now for the obituaries. And the first is for Rebecca Becky Ann Steiner, 34, of Lafayette, Indiana, who died on Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. Friends may call from noon until the time of service at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Saturday, August 4th, at River City Church, 108 Beck Lane, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909, with Pastor Robbie Bradford officiating. Burial will follow at Topeka Memory Gardens. Those wishing to may contribute in Becky's name to Almost Home Humane Society, River City Church, Cerebral Palsy Foundation, or Shriners Hospital. And the next is for Nancy Marie Hines, H-I-N-E-S, 71 of Armstrong, who died on Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. A celebration of her life will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 4th, at Blurton Funeral Home in Potomac, with Pastor Ted Rohde officiating. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Friday at the funeral home. She will be laid to rest in Embury Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Brandon Umbarger Memorial or the No. 10 Church. And the next is for Harriet V. Chamberlain, 99, of Danville, who died on July 2018. Celebration of her life will be at 2 p.m. Sunday, August 5th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermillion in Danville. Visitation will be 1 to 2 p.m. prior to the service at the funeral home. Pastor Scott McCurdy, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church, and the church in which her family was raised, is officiating at the service. She will be laid to rest at Sunset Memorial Park. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to CARA, that's capital C, capital A, capital R, capital A, or the Humane Society at Danville. And the next is for Rupert Anthony Ellegood, that's E-L-L-E-G-O-O-D, 87, of Sullivan, formerly of Hoopston, who died on August 1st. In Sullivan. Graveside services will be at 2:30 p.m. today, Friday the 3rd, at Floral Hill Cemetery with Father Tom Gibson officiating. Military honors will be conducted at the cemetery by the Hoopston American Legion Post 384. Visitation will be from 1 to 2 p.m. today, Friday the 3rd. At Hoopston, at Blurton Funeral Home in Hoopston. Masonic services will be held at 2 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the donor's choice. And the next is for Luann Dutzman, 63, of Danville, who died on Monday, July 30, 2018. A celebration of life will be from 4 to 6 p.m. today, Friday, August 3rd, at Pape Funeral Home, 10 East Williams Street in Danville. And the next is for Donald L. Furr, 85, of Petersburg, Indiana, who died on Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. Funeral service will be at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, August the 5th, at Dickerson Funeral Home in Petersburg, with Pastor Garland Pennell officiating. Visitation will begin at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, and continue until the time of service. Burial will be in Rockfield Cemetery near Petersburg, with military honors provided by American Legion Post 288. And the next is for Carl Wayne Powell, 88, of Petersburg, who died on Sunday, July 29th, 2018. Visitation will begin at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday, August 7th, at Dickerson Funeral Home in Petersburg. Funeral services will begin at 1 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday at the funeral home with Pastor Gary Johnson officiating. Burial will follow the service at Bone Break Cemetery near Petersburg. And the next is for Corey Jackson II, 26, of Danville, who died on July 21st. Funeral services will be at noon Saturday at Lighthouse Ministries, 122 Ohio Street, Danville. Bishop Michael Walker will officiate. Burial will be in Spring Hill Cemetery, Danville. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to noon at Lighthouse Ministries. Leek and Sons Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And now, an editorial. One of summer's biggest events begins its run Saturday on the fairgrounds at Seminary Street. Events are scheduled through August 11th. The fair includes such crowd favorites as a horse pull on Saturday, Tommy Brandt in concert at 7 p.m. Sunday, Queen Pageant and Outstanding Young Citizen Program on Tuesday, the Golden Wedding Day on Wednesday, Barnyard Tractor Pull on Thursday, the Ping Pong Ball Drop on August 10th, and a Demolition Derby on August 11th. This is all in Georgetown. Woven into the schedule throughout the week are livestock shows, barrel racing, a gospel sing, carnival rides, music, a rodeo on August 10th, and a pretty baby contest. That doesn't include all of the great fair food that goes along with an event like this. Gate season tickets are $12, with children under 5 getting in for free every day. On Monday, Wednesday, and August 11th, admission will be $4 for adults and $1 for children 5 to 11. On Tuesday and Thursday, children under age 5 through adults get in for $1 in each. Part of the fun at the Georgetown Fair is wandering through livestock barns and exhibit buildings to take a look at the hard work put in by those who enter the variety of categories. And for the more daring at heart, the carnival offers ride specials Monday through Thursday and again the afternoon of August 11th. Organizers of the Georgetown Fair always put together a good show for visitors. Take a few hours during the coming week and come down to Georgetown and discover all the fair has to offer. And now, another opinion column with the headline, Illinois' Financial Woes Can't Be Ignored. Illinois' gubernatorial election is almost 4 months away, and the campaign debate between Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic challenger J.B. Pritzker has been considerably less than scintillating. Both obviously know that the state is effectively bankrupt, but is the public hearing anything substantive about how the state is going to dig its way out of this hole, particularly Grand Canyon-size deficits represented by pension underfunding at the state and local levels? But if Rauner, Pritzker, and other candidates for state office are ignoring the state's myriad financial issues, other people are not. Financial problems swirling around state and local pension systems across the country will be coming to a head in the next few years, and financial experts contend that Congress and the states must be prepared to address the problem. That's why James Spioto, Managing Director at Chapman Strategic Advisors, is urging Congress to create a special federal bankruptcy court to deal with these impending bankruptcies. In an address delivered to the Brookings Institution's 7th Annual Municipal Finance Conference, Spioto said it's imperative for Congress to act because states and localities won't be able to continue to ignore the problem. With special bankruptcy courts in place and staffed with judges who understand government finances, Spioto said states and local units of government could file prepackaged plans similar to conventional bankruptcy reorganizations. Under current law, states are not eligible to file for bankruptcy, although special education legislation passed by Congress allowed Puerto Rico to go that route. Less than half the states, not including Illinois, allow municipalities to file for bankruptcy. Spioto had two other proposals that he said will come in handy. He's suggesting drafting model state constitutional amendments for states that are in way over their financial heads, but face constitutional impediments to making changes in public pension rules. He also proposes establishing government financial oversight commissions to assist in states where public pension reform is legally or practically impossible. This is drastic stuff, but the longer programs are ignored, the tougher the medicine is to fix. Illinois is in a state of denial. The public realizes there are grave problems with government finance in Illinois, but is largely unaware of the extent of those problems. At the same time, elected officials, at least most of them, recognize the bleak circumstances but are too concerned about the November elections to level with the voters. Unfortunately, problems that are studiously ignored do not disappear. They only grow worse. And this was from the Dispatch Argus in Moline on July the 27th. And now another opinion column. Sombra, with the headline, Sombra, Rescue Dog of My Dreams. Dear Sombra, so you're the German Shepherd so good at sniffing out stashes of cocaine that drug traffickers in Colombia want you dead. Your story, how your laser guided stout helped the Colombian National Police seize at least 9 tons of drugs, leading to 245 arrests, has gone global. You also are a gentle girl. You are happy to pose with strangers for their selfies. You're good around children. Sombra, you are the rescue dog of my dreams, and yes, you need rescuing. The anti-narcotics police say that you have become el terror of the criminal organization, which is why Colombia's biggest drug gang has offered a reward of about $7,000 for your big furry head. Alarmed by the threat, the police have moved you to Bogota's International Airport. That may put you outside the traffickers' traditional territory, but it's too close to would-be assassins for my comfort. That the police have assigned several humans to protect a German Shepherd is not a good sign. You need a witness protection program. You need to be moved far away and given a new identity. Here is where I come in. I live in shadow. Bruce, my offer is nothing to sniff at, although this may be a problem for you. Your powerful nose may need full employment. I think we can accommodate that to some extent. Some illegal drugs, no doubt, pass through my neighborhood. Nothing in your league, of course. We read that you found over a ton of cocaine hydrochloride hidden in a box of bananas headed for Belgium. In June, you sniffed out a shipment of 5.3 tons. We don't have challenges of that magnitude. But there's other work to do. For one thing, the squirrels are again attacking my tomatoes. I used to have a darling mutt who was afraid of her own tail, but ferocious in pursuit of squirrels. I'm sure you're up to the task. Then there's guard duty. You have sympathetic shepherd eyes and adorable hanging tongue, but your bulk could easily scare off anyone up to no good. German Shepherds are super smart, and your police training has probably sharpened your ability to distinguish friend from foe. The reports don't specify whether you get along with cats. As for your canine neighbors, know that you would not be the only one gearing down for a more strenuous work life. We have greyhounds, for example, who used to race at tracks. They seem to love their retirement as they happily stroll on leashes. And frankly, you're pushing 7. That's 49 in dog years. Middle age is upon you. I'm sorry I can't finish this article, and I look forward to reading with you again soon. This is Lois Pausch reading to you today, Friday, August the 3rd.